Tomorrow, the Catholic Church will beatify a priest from Okarchee, Oklahoma, the first step towards sainthood. Three people murdered Father Stanley Rother in Guatemala in 1981 during that country's civil war. Last year, Pope Francis declared Rother a martyr, setting the stage for him to become a saint. Jacob McClellan from member station KGOU reports.
Wayne Ludwig stands outside Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Okarchee, Oklahoma, following a Saturday afternoon mass while cicadas sing nearby. Ludwig grew up down the road from Father Stanley Rother in this postcard flat farming town of 1,200 people, northwest of Oklahoma City.
I remember when he come up from Guatemala. One time he come up and got an old red pickup and had all kinds of old antique farm machinery, and he took off back down there for those people to use. And that's just kind of the guy he was. He kind of helped as he went.
Stanley Rother had farming in his blood, and friends thought he would eventually run the family farm. Instead, he chose the priesthood. He went to seminary in San Antonio, Texas, but he struggled with Latin. He failed his first year and was sent home. He later finished seminary in Maryland and was ordained. In 1968, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City sent Rother to Guatemala to serve as a missionary in the community of Santiago Atitlan. Among the people he worked with was Juan Pablo Ixbalan. Speaking on Skype with a translator, Ixbalan says Rother gained trust from his parishioners by learning how to speak Spanish and the local Mayan language, Sutuhil. He started a radio station, a health clinic, and nutrition programs. He introduced farmers to new crops like wheat, carrots, tomatoes, radishes, and other vegetables. Santiago Atitlan was a poor community, and the violent Guatemalan civil war took a heavy toll. Guerrilla fighters hid in the surrounding mountains and tried to recruit town members. Government soldiers occupied Santiago Atitlan and kidnapped or killed anyone who is suspected of fighting for the rebels. Rother's church was a sanctuary for those who feared for their lives. Ixbalan says Father Rother gave watches to farmers. He told them to leave the fields by 4 o'clock and go home. Otherwise, government soldiers would get suspicious they were working with the rebels. He also invited soldiers to come to Mass. That way, he says, the soldiers could see the people weren't guerrilla fighters, but were there in peace.
In one of his letters, he said, just to shake the hand of a local indigenous person, Zutuhil, is considered being a traitor.
Maria Scaparlanda is a writer and journalist who wrote a biography about Stanley Rother. She says he personally searched for the bodies of the disappeared. He set up a fund for widows and children of victims, an act he knew the government would consider subversive. He ended up on a death list.
It wasn't unusual for different priests to be on death list, but being an American on a death list was a big deal.
Rother briefly left Guatemala and returned to Oklahoma, but he was restless. He wanted to be with the imperiled community he had served for 13 years.
One of the images that he used a lot in his letters was to say, the shepherd cannot run at the first sign of danger. And in another letter, he said, the shepherd cannot leave his sheep.
I had a good idea by that time in our lives that there was no way that I would be able to convince him not to go.
That's Stanley Rother's sister, Marita. She's now a nun in Wichita, Kansas.
But, you know, you try. The last time that I spoke with him, it was just in a matter of just saying, you know, are you sure this is what you need to do? And he said, well, I think it is. I know that it is.
Father Rother returned to Santiago Atitlan in 1981. Months later, three men broke into the rectory. They shot and killed him. The following day, people filled the plaza outside the church. Community leaders in Santiago Atitlan had one request. His body could be buried in Oklahoma, but they wanted his heart to be kept in the church. His family agreed. Pope Francis declared Stanley Rother a martyr last year. Tomorrow's beatification ceremony in Oklahoma City will be the final step before possible canonization as a saint. Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley says beatification is a formal declaration that someone lived a life worthy of imitation. But Coakley says the road to sainthood isn't over yet.
I mean, quite literally, it will take a miracle, because that's what the Church requires for somebody to be canonized as a saint.
Archbishop Coakley says a miracle usually comes by way of a person with an incurable disease who has exhausted medical care and asks for intercession from somebody like Stanley Rother. If the favor is granted and the disease is cured, a medical tribunal will investigate.
If there is no medical explanation, scientific explanation for the healing that the person has experienced and received, applying the very rigorous medical tests to that, it could be declared a miracle. And that's what will be required for Blessed Stanley to become Saint Stanley.
Juan Pablo Ixbalan, the man who worked with Father Rother in Guatemala, says it would be an honor for the priest to be canonized. But to him, personally, Rother is already a saint for everything he gave to his community. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland.